blasted a defined wall in 2017. So that doesn't do anything from the south side where they're over in the setback. So what they're sort of saying is two things, and Ms. Erickson addressed it. She said, well, they're saying it's erosion. And from my point of view, if you're blasting and causing 6 feet of erosion, then maybe you ought to blast 6 feet in from the 650-foot line. So if you have 6 feet of erosion, you're not into the buffer. So I think what this all points to us and the residents is we could have, you know, a simple issue where they're over into the buffer. We also point out that the surveys were very successful in letting the quarry know. Obviously, in 2017, when they realized they had more over into that area, they defined the clear wall, and it looks like they made an attempt to straighten out that area. I think it's important that we support continued surveying because, one, it keeps everybody accountable. And I would like to see us support that. I don't know how well maybe your city engineer can address, since we had surveys done for the roundabout on Drexel, maybe can address if he knows where the center line of the road is, or if that is moved, so we can resolve that once and for all, and only survey from one point.
Glenmore wasn't here.
You know, but the surveys were done recently.
Can I offer you a suggestion and a solution? Since the two PDDs reference centerline, just make your motion that says centerline. And then we can make sure that we're in conformance with the PDD and we're not changing the PDD. And you get your survey as you like. And it's finished.
It's not my survey as I like it.
Well, it's
the request of the citizens.
I understand that. Please don't take offense. So that's my suggestion, is you make your motion and just add, and further, that the center line of the road shall be the measurement point. And we're done.
Well, that's fine. If everyone can agree,
Is there a second?
I second it.
Top motion.
So the motion is to approve motion to approve an amendment for a mountain professional service agreement for 2019 to include the addition of a new survey for both the north-south boundary along 51st Street and the east-west boundary along Drexel Avenue, and that the surveying funds come from the general fund or as appropriate at a cost not to exceed $6,000, and to direct engineering to determine the survey point reference to be the center line of the difference.
So there was a second to that, and Mr. City Attorney, and then the finance officer.
My recollection is that the plan development district ordinances each state the distance factor, and then from the current center line of, and what I remember from a couple of years ago when somebody asked the question was the center line might have moved because the road was rebuilt. And I think where I ended up a couple of years ago was, well, it's an engineering question. Where was the center line? So when you say comply with the PDD, if the PDD says current center line, it's where the center line was in 1997, right?
Yeah, that was why the question was.
Maybe the city engineer can answer that.
Mr. City Engineer.
We did look into this issue, like you said, a couple years ago. Best we could determine, we don't know. The existing road, or actually the previous road, apparently did wander somewhat. The aerials weren't close enough to tell exactly where it was, but it did wander left and right as you headed north and south. It would appear that the section line was intended to be the center of the road, but we couldn't guarantee that. I mean, I can't guarantee that. The current road, it was cleaned up whenever it was repaved. They cleaned up the shoulders and straightened it out somewhat, just as we do with all of our city roads. And it has a tendency to wander over the years depending on the usage. So it's inconclusive where the center line used to be. I would suggest it for future use, if you reference the section line, which is probably the intention of the center line, that should not move in the future. That will always stay put. I know that's what it says, but that, I can't tell you what.
So we need some kind of written agreement from the quarry that we would all agree upon that being the measuring point.
I'll defer to the city attorney on that.
If there's a consensus as to what the current center line is, it's a non-issue.
Which is why I recommended what I recommended.
I don't know what the quarry's consensus would be because of the difference. I don't remember which one favors them more. Maybe Alderman Barber, do you know?
I think it's the center line. I mean, it's the center line,
not the section line.
That's been a problem for the last 3 years that I've been on this committee. That until we can lock something down with GPS coordinates or whatever we have to do and get a consensus on it, we have no real way of if this ever does come to a penalty phase and it ever does come to the courts, what will we have and what will the arguments be at that point? Because that to me is a major concern. If we can get an agreement with the 4A from here forward, I'd be happy to raise that subject with them through our committee and see if we can get something that would be a consensus and then move forward from there on forever. But we have to get that locked down because we've been doing this for 3 years now.
Actually, it's been a lot longer than that. My suggestion was that this common council determined that today the center line is the center line. And that's what the PDDs say. So the center line is the center line. And then we can instruct our engineering department to go walk down the middle of the street with their GPS and mark it here and after permanently. Let's move on. Jeez, this one little issue over 9 feet, it's crazy. Let's move on. Solve the problem and move on. Okay? So the motion was determined that the center line is the center line. Any other discussion?
So we'll just let the quarry individuals know that the council has made a ruling on the PDD that we are sticking with the current existing center line and no further research will be done.
No.
That would be what happened because that's within the PDD.
No. Change it.
So there's a motion on the floor. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, next item.
Well, I think on this item, I think the residents would like to know, since you plan on honoring the word center line in the PDD, are you also going to honor that they're not supposed to be out of 650 feet? Because like anyone else who violates an ordinance in the city of Franklin, typically we at least write them a warning letter or something, or some type of, this isn't about going and trying to shut the quarry down. This is about accountability to the people that are having their homes blasted and feeling the vibrations and would like just, you know, the line to be met. So without addressing that, we're not actually looking at the issue as a whole. So that's still hanging out there. And while you say 9 feet is a lot, 9 feet of pouring down how deep is an awful lot of money that is made by that company at the expense of the residents who live next to it in the form of dust, air blasting, and blasting that if they were to have to blast so many feet closer, that they might not be affecting the residents as much.
So whatever the penalty is, write in the notification, but you got to hear the PDD.
They also must hear the PDD. I agree. Both should be adhering to the PDD.
On the table.
Are they over? So they're over in certain areas, correct?
Yes.
And so are they continuing to blast where they're over?
Yes.
No.
No.
Okay, so they're, so where they know they're over, they're not blasting.
Correct.
But we don't know the future.
Ms. Erickson, Ms. Erickson.
Yes.
So, when you talk about future areas, where are future areas?
Well, they still have quite a bit. They could last along 51st and along Drexel.
And isn't there, there is not a boundary determined there already?
There's a boundary in wording, but there's no boundary in survey marker. And there really isn't any survey markers set now. We've got some lines on paper based on surveys, you know, that were monitored by the forest when our surveys went out there. And, you know, it, and it's like, okay, well, don't measure here because that's really not, you know, the wall is here and this is just, you know, erosion. And
well, there's no way I believe that that's erosion. Okay, I mean, that just, that's silly, you know.
They sent the disclaimer.
No, we're not doing that, Joe.
Well,
I told you. Thank
no
you.
No erosion.
Here's, I'm trying to be dispassionate about this. I look at this, and these measurements were made by Stantec. Is that correct?
They were.
And if they did something wrong, why didn't we or the Quarry Monitoring Committee call them on it?
That's right. The Quarry Monitoring Committee had this before the council, and the council decided to just place it on file and take no action.
Okay. So you've also asked the council to fine $6,000, which we don't have allocated.
Can't hear you, Mayor.
Sorry. Some of you don't want to hear me, but that's okay. So in a prior motion, you've asked for $6,000, yet appropriated, we'll find it, yet appropriated money to have another survey done. So what's done is done, right? So send them a letter, whatever the enforcement procedure is, they screwed up, don't do it again, and then you measure what's not yet been mined and make those limits known, and we're done. These residents are getting heartache over something that nobody can change.
Well, it's...
That's not subject to an argument. So you've got another action item, please.
Well, I believe when someone takes down, like, a treat area that's in a conservation, there's some sort of mitigation involved. So if there could be some sort of mitigation type involved, that might be fair for them since they did not have to pay for all of this blasting surveys this year because our monitor broke, and they didn't pay the full amount that they usually pay. Maybe there could be some adjustment and offset. Instead of the city having to pay for the surveys, maybe they could be asked to offset that because of the extra rock they've been able to quarry in that area. That would be, seem to be very fair. I don't know, when you say just send a letter and move on to it, I don't know. I'm certainly not in a position to be the one to send a letter like that, so we would need a further direction from a staff member and how this would be accomplished. So it's not as simple as just do it and move on. We need clarification, we need to follow the details, and we need it in writing, and we need to put a date on it.
Mr. Liberta, you had your hand up in the mic.
I did. As a point of information, we understood the first motion was made and approved with the $6,000. So staff would interpret the words general fund to mean general fund contingency, because that's the only interpretation that makes the motion legal and valid, and that would be the normal course where a motion would be made. So unless otherwise instructed, general fund will be interpreted to be general fund contingency.
Alderman Barber.
One of the things that has come up in discussion, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that part of the contention is where there are overages that was done by Vulcan in some instances. So do we go back and look at those as well as violations, and what would happen with that if Vulcan did that and they purchased the land from them? That's a legal issue. But the whole idea is that when this has come up in our meetings, and it's been there, like I said, for 3 years, always the issue of what line, when, where are you measuring from, and then how much are you over or not based on that. So it's not like this hasn't been part of our process for 3 years. It's we have to get a definition for it and move on.
And that's why you just made the motion to call the center line the center line. Right. We're going to do the contract. We now have the money appropriated. And make the points of measurement where you think the next activity is going to be, or whatever you want measured. If you want to measure the incursion, measure the incursion. Or if you want to measure to the south boundary line, do that. But do it and make it the center line, and everybody will be done. Anybody have a problem with that?
It's passed,
right?
Yeah.
So let's move on to the next item.
Okay, so what we're telling the residents, it's passed, so if any of you have past violations or you didn't pull permits, don't worry about them, because those are all passed. Because that's basically, we're not moving forward on the other issue. And I think that's one of the issues, and I thought I made a very good suggestion, is we could ask them to sort of split some of the survey costs. That is keeping them accountable. The survey benefits them by staying within the boundaries, and they don't have any overages. And so why couldn't we ask them as part of the overage to help split those costs?
Certainly. But we need to have an understanding. I know how this works, right? They do half of the money, and then invariably somebody's going to say, it doesn't count because it's biased because they paid for it. If you do that, then it's clear. None of that.
Well, the money goes into the... They're basically
that's
build
a,
it.
That's so a detail that no one cares about. The fact is that they put X number of dollars towards a survey, and now it's tainted because they paid for it. Doesn't matter what the facts are. We saw that earlier this evening.
Well, you don't have to. We can just say in a letter that we are going to do this, and we feel some compensation for the overage based on the PDD.
I'm okay with that. I just want everybody to know that if somebody stands up at that microphone and said, this survey is not valid because they paid for it, I'm not buying it.
Okay, Mayor. Okay? I'm fine, and I'm glad you're okay. What I would like is, as the chair of this council and the mayor of the city, is for you to assist with the motion and direction on how we go about the procedure, and the city attorney maybe can help us, because I am not in the position to put all that wording together. It should not be upon me. I'm not a legal person. I don't know.
It doesn't have to be legal. Send them a letter that says, you understand that there's an incursion. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
An incursion of 9 feet. In compensation for that 9 feet, please give us a check for half of whatever this is. Life is not this difficult.
Quite the way it needs to work,
Do it. You asked me to do it,
so
I'll do it.
I have permission from the council to actually take upon a violation on behalf of the city to write a letter to a very big corporation, and they're going to listen to me on city letterhead. Is that the direction I'm being given?
Is there a second? That would be the motion. To have Kristen write the letter asking them for...
All right, do you want to do that?
Well, actually, I think it should be done the way most violations are done, with a letter that comes from the proper department that handles the complaint system. I mean, this isn't a Kristen Wilhelm issue. This is a city matter with a city complaint, which has a complaint on file.
But Alderman Wilhelm, we sit here and worry about these. All you have to do is make a motion to direct staff to investigate the penalty portion and move forward with notification on the incursions. Let staff do that. Then you don't have to do it. I don't have to.
Hey, I'm sure we have plenty of complaints out there we haven't finalized, too. They're out there. There's complaints over. I just got my in the mailbox today with the individuals that have not fulfilled them, so I think we need to push all those as well. You can't sit on them. So I think if there's a complaint out there, this is the way to handle it then. But we have a lot of complaints that we don't need to
for staff
get back
to address
on.
The existing complaint regarding the 650-foot setback as it relates to... The field of loose material beyond the blasting area and the survey needs to address lasting areas. And for a letter to be sent to Payne and Dolan, notifying them of the city's concerns and the request to fund an additional survey, amending the SAMPAC contract for this year, and to address any fine language within the letter.
I'll second that. My only concern might be to add, well, go ahead. You have to ask if there's any discussion. Okay. My concern is that if we're going to do that, would a third party be more palatable?
Here we go.
In seriousness, I have talked. I mean, people are saying that there's enough independent companies out there that would do this kind of a survey for us for that kind of money. Do we want to have that be independent, or do we want to have it be someone that has been historically involved with this? That's my only question. Then your motion.
Oh, I don't have a microphone.
Actually, it would be upon your comment is based on the first motion, which says to make it part of the Stanford Amendment, which also I have then included in the second motion. We actually have to go back and amend the second motion as well. So I would suggest that we stick with the motion as it is for now. There could be future years for this. Otherwise, we can get back to the Quarry Monitoring Committee, and then you can bring another recommendation back here to go with an independent when the money, the time, and the letters are sent. That would address it. That way, we don't have to change any motions right now.
I love that.
I'm just talking about we have to clarify and change both motions unless we take it. Address it for a monitoring committee. If we come back with a recommendation like do independent, we can just therefore say do this motion, we'll adjust that motion. Would that be okay?
I want to keep that on the table as a consideration, but it's okay.
All right.
Are we clear?
As you want.
Okay, there's a motion. I'm not going to ask for it to be reread because we don't have. Okay. Madam Clerk, please read.
Alderman Wilhelm moved to address the existing complaint regarding the 650-foot setback as it relates to the field of loose materials beyond the blasting areas and the survey needs beyond the blasting areas, and the letters be sent to Payne and Dolan notifying them of the city's concerns and to address any fine language in the letters.
If when the survey is completed, that might include Drexel Avenue.
Whatever you guys tell them to do.
If there are violations on the Drexel side of it as well, we haven't been. Everything's been focused on 51st, but Drexel has got a frontage that most of my constituents are facing that line of blasting. So I'd be, if there are, from the survey, if there are survey or if there are violations there, I think we should look at
it's
that.
It's in the motion. It's in the motion.
But no, you're just saying 51st and 51st.
In the motion, it says north-south boundary along 51st Street and the east-west boundary along Drexel Avenue.
The recent motion was only to conclude 51st Street.
Well, we won't know about that until the survey is entered. Who knows how long that's all going to take? So I would suggest we act on what we know is current in front of us, and when we get the next survey, if that's over, then we'll do the same process again. Because there's no, you can't really send them a letter saying we're concerned with you being over if they're not over, and we don't know that.
I think my residents would like to have that spelled out at this point. If there are, we'll act on those as well.
So are you suggesting we wait for another survey, which
no,
could take
the one that's been approved.
Well, right, but approving it now and getting the money in the budget.